This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 113 for Friday, October 21st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Friday morning, despite a mixed tone in vegetable oils. Crude oil continues its ongoing rise, but its upside has been limited due to lingering concerns over a possible worldwide recession. Chicago soy oil is trending higher, while European rapeseed is trading lower and Malaysian palm oil is mixed. The Canadian dollar is currently unchanged from Thursday's close. High temperatures in the prairies will only be slightly into the double digits Celsius on Friday and into the weekend. Precipitation, which in some parts could turn into snow, was expected as the weekend approaches. The November canola contract is up $6.40 per ton at $891.80, while the January contract is up $1.40 per ton at $877.70. In the U.S., there is recession fear-based selling action in many commodities, including corn, soybeans, and wheat. Corn futures are slightly lower Friday morning, despite the International Grain Council reducing its estimated yearly global corn output by 2 million tons at 1.17 billion. Meanwhile, underwhelming U.S. corn exports, low water levels on the Mississippi River slowing down barge traffic, and lower corn prices in Brazil are all pressuring corn futures. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.83. Soybean futures are also being negatively affected by low water levels on the Mississippi, as well as the positive state of Brazil's upcoming crop later this winter. While the IGC reduced its estimated yearly global output by 1 million tons to 386 million, it's higher than the previous 2 years. The USDA reported 2 flash sales this morning, 201,000 tons booked to China, and 132,000 tons to unknown destinations. The November soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.86. The IGC left the yearly global wheat output unchanged at 792 million tons, while stocks were increased by 200,000 tons at 285.8 million. The Argentinian crop has been reduced by drought, while Australia's large crop may have some quality concerns due to flooding. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today he expects no obstacles in renewing an agreement next month to allow Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea after speaking with the presidents of both Russia and Ukraine. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.42. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.39. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.57. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, October 21st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.